Hello everyone, my name is Bharat Srinivas and I'll talk to you about how you can create and publish applications on the HD Insight platform. So traditionally in the Hadoop world, to install an app on a cluster, you need to follow these steps. First, you need to create an edge node and you need to register it with the cluster. Now, an edge node is a concept in the Hadoop world where you can isolate the working of the app from the cluster's working. So you have a different environment where the app is running so that you don't interfere with the cluster services. So a lot of folks prefer installing their app separately in an edge node. So the next step is to author an installation script, which installs the required jars, starts the specified services, and run it on the targeted nodes. These nodes can be the edge node where you're installing the app and also the other nodes in the cluster, like the zookeeper or the worker nodes or the head nodes. And after that, if you want to expose web endpoints to your application, you need to configure this as well. And a lot of our users would require SSH access to the edge node so that they can play around the application installation. So as you can see, there are multiple steps involved in installing an application on a cluster. Our HD Insight application platform provides an easy way to create and manage these applications. You have a structured way which you can easily repeat for different applications that you want to install on your cluster. And I'll talk about how you can create these applications and publish them to the Azure Marketplace. So for creating applications, there are just a few steps. First, like I mentioned, you need to author the installation script. You need to make sure that it is idempotent and has the required retries, etc. And after that, you need to create an ARM template to define the application properties. These properties will include the size of the edge node, the number of instances, the ports that you want to expose, the scripts that you want to run on the edge node and the different other nodes, and also the subdomain suffixes that you want the app to be available at. And after this, you're ready. All you need to do is deploy the application. You can also publish the application onto our Azure Marketplace. So for this, you need to create a UI definition, which defines the cluster types and the cluster versions. So as you can see, this is an example of a UI definition which makes the app available for Hadoop, HBase, Storm, and Spark cluster, and it will be available for 3.4 versions of HD Insight clusters. And after you're ready with this file, you need to publish the application on our publishing portal, and after this, it's going to be discoverable by folks. Now, let me talk about how you can create an edge node and install applications on it. Here we'll focus about Hue. Hue is one of the popular applications in the Hadoop world. As I mentioned, the first step in any application installation process is to create an edge node. So let me show you how you can do this. So like I mentioned, you need to create the ARM template. So this is an ARM template for an HD Insight cluster, which you get when you deploy a cluster itself. And all you need to do is append this part to create an empty edge node. So here you're defining the edge node and app properties. I'm saying I want one edge node of this size, and I want a particular script to be run. This, again, is optional. If you don't want anything to be run and you just want SSH access and you can play around later, you can leave this blank. You can also fill up the portion to expose HTTPS endpoints here. But for this purpose, I'm not doing that. So when I go back here and deploy this to Azure, once I fill up the required parameters, I will be able to get I will be getting a Hadoop cluster with an empty edge node. Now what if I want to do more and I want to install a particular application? So here I'm installing Hue. Like I mentioned, Hue is a popular application in the Hadoop world, which is used to run queries and manage your cluster as well. So this is the installation script that I have for installing Hue. We have this available in our GitHub repos as well. So once you have this script, you can modify it to suit your purposes. You can add the URI of the script in the install script actions section and say I want to run it on the Edge node. You can also have this section repeated for other nodes that you want to install, other scripts that you want to install on other nodes. And here I'm exposing different ports as well. Here I am saying that I want a subdomain suffix of Hue, which talks to a destination port of 8888. And another subdomain suffix of was, which talks to a destination port of 50073. Now, once I deploy this solution and fill up the required parameters, I will have Hue installed in a matter of minutes. So here is a cluster where I've already deployed Hue. I'll show you where you can access this once you have deployed it. So here you see the Applications tab. When I navigate to it, I should be able to see the Hue application. And like we've exposed the HTTPS subdomain suffix here, that is directly accessible for the app. So I also have, since I have two subdomain suffixes, I can also navigate to was here. Additionally, I can also get SSH access to the Edge node. I can do this by going to Secure Shell. Here I have the head node SSH as well as the Edge node SSH. So I can directly use an SSH client to connect to the Edge node to interact with Hue or any other application that you install. So that completes our demo about Edge nodes and Hue. Here are some of the links where you can find additional resources on how you can create applications for HD Insight. You can publish them to our marketplace, and also information about all the different applications that we have already on our marketplace. Thank you.